At the Tiefen Brothers Log Yard in Rainier, Oregon, the air smells like sap and bark dust.
Workers are preparing logs for towering ships that are docked across the Columbia River. Scalers inspect each log and staple it with a barcode.
You got a pretty good sample of Northwest logs.
That's Eric Oyen, a manager at Tiefen Brothers.
The direction we're looking now, you have Western Hemlock. Beyond that, there is some Noble Fir, and I even see a little bit of Doug Fir mixed in.
Nearby, a machine chips bark off the logs to ensure that Northwest insects won't hitch a ride in a ship's hull. There are about 500,000 logs here, most destined for China. Oyen says his company has benefited from China's construction boom.
This facility started out just 12 years ago with only 10 employees, and now Tiefen Brothers employs over 120 people.
Håkan Ekström is a timber industry analyst. He says, up until a few years ago, the Northwest was mostly selling logs to Japan and South Korea. Now China has taken over as the top customer. Ekström says Chinese buyers tend to prefer logs to milled lumber because builders there don't use 2x4 studs or any standard dimension of lumber.
They can decide how they turn and twist that log to get as much lumber out of it as possible.
Ekström says many smaller ports on the Oregon and Washington coast are trying to find land and strike deals to get back into the log exporting business. Ports like Newport on Oregon's central coast. Tiefen Brothers has proposed building a new log export facility there. The logs would come from forests in the Coast Range, owned by Hancock Timber Resource Group. The project has divided the town. It would send at least 50 log trucks a day on a round-trip journey through what is now a quiet residential neighborhood.
Would you want to move to where you sit on your deck and you're looking out at a beautiful view and all you hear is noise from a log truck?
That's Ken Brandt, a retired teacher. Brandt lives with a pair of black chihuahuas in a house that overlooks the bay. He bought it 13 years ago, after the international terminal had shut down. Brandt thinks the log export proposal will undermine Newport's efforts to build an economy around tourism, marine science, and art.
We're worried about our crabbing. We're worried about our shrimping.
Just a tourist town.
And the people that are for this say, well, this used to be a logging town 30 years ago. Well, 30 years is a long time ago.
I believe that a diverse economy and one that doesn't rely solely on tourism and entertainment is much healthier.
That's Joanne Barton, a port commissioner. Barton says the log yard would employ about 40 people and generate revenue to repair docks like the one we're standing on. Today it's heaped with sea lions, but it normally provides berths for the town's tourist yachts and commercial fishing boats.
Much of what you're seeing out here needs a lot of attention, a lot of investment.
The log export proposal also has the support of the local longshoremen's union. There are just 10 longshoremen left in Newport. Yale Fogarty is the president of his union's local. He says he has to go to other ports to find work.
We have no work here until this terminal opens back up.
Do you remember the last ship that you loaded or unloaded in Newport?
I believe it was 1999.
What was it?
It was logs.
But many people in Newport don't see log exports as a job creator. Dozens of mills have shut down in this county in the recent past. Ken Brandt says it's galling to see logs going overseas instead of being milled locally.
It's taken jobs away from lumber mills in Oregon, and lots of people that work at them or worked at them.
That concern is borne out by research. Exports can drive up the price of logs, making it harder for local mills to buy them. And the chief economist with Oregon's Department of Forestry wrote that mills create about 3 jobs for every 1 million board feet of logs they cut. Exporting that same amount of logs creates less than 1 port job by comparison. Even some supporters of the log yard in Newport think log exports are a poor economic development strategy for the Northwest. Here's Joanne Barton, the port commissioner you met earlier.
I don't just dislike it. I hate it. It goes back to that natural resources colony. Is that what Oregon wants to be? I hope not.
But, she says, if logs from the Northwest are going to be exported to China, she has a responsibility to see that that benefits her port. Timber industry analyst Håkan Ekström says people shouldn't focus too much on the logs being shipped away.
If we look ahead 5-10 years, we'll see Chinese buyers will not only be interested in buying logs, but also buying more lumber.
Ekstrom says upper-class Chinese and foreigners in China are increasingly interested in living in Western-style single-family homes. And that could create lots of new export business for sawmills in the Northwest. In Newport, Oregon, I'm Amelia Templeton.